Yes. Well, just as background, Peace Tech Lab conducted research last year to analyze and identify the language that can be used online to convey hate, to try to understand a bit better the connection between online hate speech and violence on the ground. And so we produced a lexicon of hate speech terminology, and this lexicon has helped inform some social media monitoring that is informing these reports. And we're about halfway through a series of bi-weekly reports monitoring social media and hate speech terminology as it relates to the conflict in South Sudan. So the findings in the latest report tend to indicate a bit about what's happening on the ground in terms of how divisions are deepening both among communities in South Sudan and within communities. So, for example, hate speech can reflect events on the ground, like some of the violence that was taking place among Dinka groups in northern Bahr Ghazal that has resulted in some very virulent hate speech on social media. As I said, online hate speech can reflect events on the ground, and as divisions deepen and more divisions form, we're seeing an increase in hate speech online.
Right. What do the findings in this report differ from the three previous reports?
Right. So language continues to change, and hate speech evolves. It changes over time. And so some of the hate speech terminology that we identified last year is also changing to match what's happening on the ground in the current context. So, for example, we identified the term coward as being used by a lot of social media users last year. And that was mainly used at the time to target Equatorians for not fighting, the perception that they weren't fighting, that they weren't supporting the government. But now that term has been used to target many, many different groups in South Sudan for different reasons. But it also includes targeting government officials with hate speech. So that term in particular has really changed, and that's one of the key differences.
Right. And how does online hate speech manifest itself, and how does it affect the peace discourse?
Online hate speech is, as I said, it continues to evolve, and it takes place through multiple channels. So although the bulk of online hate speech comes from diaspora communities around the world and is most often takes place on Facebook, it can be used in different forms on WhatsApp, on Twitter, on YouTube. Multiple channels are used to spread very similar messages, and that can happen almost immediately. Depending on the topic. So that's part of the challenge in monitoring and countering hate speech is that you have to focus on multiple channels at the same time. And, you know, hate speech capitalizes on fear. Fear can be very powerful, particularly when South Sudan is in such a disastrous situation at the moment. So fear can be very powerful, and that can overshadow, unfortunately overshadow peace discourse.
Mm-hmm. What are you going to say to someone who would say, wait a minute, I thought online hate speech is a concern for the elites and those in urban parts of South Sudan?
I would say that statement isn't exactly accurate. I think we're finding that with our discussions with South Sudanese around the world, you know, South Sudanese people are very politically active and interested in politics, and they're very tapped in regardless of where they are. So even if people in South Sudan don't have access to the internet, they're still getting information by word of mouth through phone calls and other channels. So it just takes one message to go from Australia to Nairobi to Juba to the Greater Upper Nile. And again, that can happen through multiple channels and doesn't simply rely on internet access.
Mm-hmm. So finally, what happens next after these reports are released?
Well, what we're trying to do is inform social media users about the dangers of online hate speech, because sometimes social media users aren't aware that they're engaging in hate speech, or that by trying to verify whether something is true or not, they're actually unwittingly spreading hate speech. So that's one group that we're trying to reach with this information. Also, we're trying to help local organizations and individuals that are working to combat hate speech by providing them information that can help them identify hate speech to counter and to take steps to combat hate speech on their own. And also, policymakers, I think, need to understand that hate speech can have an impact on the ground. We saw this last year with how the term MTN was used specifically target Dinkas for roadway attack. That was a term that we had found earlier on as a hate speech term online, and then in October and November, it was specifically used to attack a group of people on the roadways. So we really want to inform a lot of different stakeholder groups with this information so that ideally we can prevent violence from happening before it happens.